please begin by choosing a posture for today's practice, whether lying down flat on the back, on your side, or in a seated or reclined posture. Feel free to use cushions and blankets to help you feel supported and comfortable. And when you are settled, allowing the gaze to soften or the eyes to close, and as we begin this practice, knowing that if the guidance invites you to bring attention to an area of the body under treatment, or an area that holds discomfort or difficult emotions, you always have choices. Perhaps seeing if it's possible to pause and bring kind attention to that part of the body, acknowledging what is here, and then taking care of yourself in any way that feels supportive for you, returning to the practice whenever you are ready. And now bringing your attention to the points of contact between the body and the surface that is supporting you. Taking this moment to really notice the sensations of feeling supported. And expanding attention to include the entire body. And noticing the general state of the body in this moment. You might be noticing fatigue or relaxation, discomfort or calm, restlessness or a neutral state. Just noticing whatever is here. And turning your attention to the sensations of breathing in the lower belly. Noticing the sensations of each in-breath and the sensations of each out-breath. If you wish to, you can place a hand on the belly as a way of helping you tune in to these sensations. And on an out-breath, allowing the sensations of breathing to fade into the background while still being present. And on an in-breath, moving your attention up the body to the top, sides, and back of the head. And noticing the qualities of any sensations presenting themselves here. You might notice qualities like contact or pressure if your head is resting. Warmth or cold. Or maybe there are sensations of tightening or constriction or itching. And if there's no sensation or a neutral sensation, then noticing that. And on an out-breath, letting go of the top, sides, and back of the head. And on an in-breath, shifting your attention to the face. Exploring the forehead to chin and ear to ear. Perhaps softly naming each feature on the face as a way of inviting attention. The forehead, eyebrows, the eyes, the cheeks, and ears, nose, mouth, jaw and chin, sensations on the tongue or inside the mouth or the teeth. Or you might just wait patiently for a sensation on the face to make itself known to you, and when it does, exploring the qualities of that sensation, whatever it might be. And you may have already noticed your attention being pulled away from the face to thinking or sounds or other body sensations. And when this happens, as it will, noticing where your attention has gone, and then inviting your attention to return to the current place of focus, which right now is sensations on the face. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the face. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the neck and throat. Exploring sensations on the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck, and noticing sensations inside of the throat. Perhaps noticing the passing of the breath in the throat. Or noticing the sensations of swallowing. Noticing how sensations have qualities like size or maybe edges or movements. And releasing attention from the neck and throat. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the shoulders. Noticing the position of the shoulders. Sensations on the back or top, front, side of the shoulders. Also noticing sensations, if there are any, deeper in the shoulder joint. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the shoulders. And on an in-breath, shifting your attention to the left arm and left hand. Exploring sensations in the left armpit, the upper left arm, the elbow, the crease in the front of the elbow, the lower left arm and the left wrist. You might be noticing qualities of sensation arising from contact with your clothing or where your arm is resting. Or you might be noticing sensations that are present deeper in the muscles or in the elbow or wrist joints. And moving your attention now to the left hand. Noticing the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand and knuckles. Exploring each finger and each joint. noticing any sensations that might be present in the fingernails or the spaces between the fingers. And shifting your attention up the left arm, across the chest, and to the right arm and right hand. Resting in awareness of the right arm and right hand. Noticing position, where bent and where straight, where the fingers might be curved on the right hand. And if a sensation in the right arm or right hand makes itself known, bringing an attitude of curiosity and interest to that sensation. And if noticing no sensation making itself known to you in the right arm or right hand, then just exploring that. And also noticing when your attention moves to thinking or sleepiness or boredom or to sensations elsewhere in the body. Noticing that your attention has moved is an important part of this body scan practice. It's not a mistake. It's not something that needs to be avoided. When you notice the movement of your attention, noticing this moment of mindful awareness and then inviting your attention back to the body and to the current focus of this meditation practice, which right now is sensations in the right arm and right hand. And on an out-breath, letting go. And on an in-breath, moving your attention up the right arm, over the shoulders and to the back, the upper back and shoulder blades, the back of the rib cage, the middle back and lower back. And noticing sensations here. The back can be an area of difficult sensations for some people. And if this is the case for you or not the case for you, noting that. And if you notice challenging sensations, seeing if it's possible to take a moment to explore what is here. Noticing if it changes over time. And if you need to move or stretch or rest to take care of yourself, doing so with intention. And whenever you are ready, bringing your attention back to the current focus of meditation, which right now is sensations in the back. On an out-breath, releasing attention from the back. And on an in-breath, directing your attention to move to the sides of the body, and then around to the chest and the abdomen. You might be noticing the chest and abdomen rising and falling with each in-breath and out-breath. Or you might even be noticing the sensations of the beating heart. And on an out-breath, letting go. And on an in-breath, shifting your attention to the pelvis, the area of the body held by the hip bones, the tailbone, and the pelvic bone. You might be noticing sensations on the surface of the skin, or sensations deeper inside the body. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the pelvis. And on an in-breath, directing attention to the left leg, the left hip, the upper left leg with its big muscles and long bones, the knee, the lower left leg and the left ankle. Noticing sensations in the left foot, the heel, the bottom of the left foot, the top of the left foot, the toes and the spaces between the toes. You might be noticing sensations of contact or warmth or cold, sensations of moisture or dryness. And shifting attention up the left leg and across the pelvis to the right leg. Perhaps becoming aware of the shape and position of the right leg and the right foot, where the right leg and foot are bent and where they are straight. And on an out-breath, releasing attention from the right leg and right foot. And on an in-breath, expanding your attention to include the entire body, from the bottoms of the feet, up the back body to the top of the head, and back down the front body to the feet again. And noticing the general state of the body in this moment. Perhaps fatigue or relaxation. Discomfort or calm. Restlessness or a neutral state. Just noticing whatever is here in this moment. And if the eyes are closed, the invitation is now to open them, to widen the gaze, take in the space that you're in, looking at what's around you, and taking a moment also to stretch or move, to care for yourself in any way that feels helpful, as we bring this body scan practice to a close.